Hey everyone, Novalane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. If you're anything like me, sometimes your phone feels less like a helpful tool and more like a tiny tyrant controlling your life. Ever feel that pang of anxiety when you see those notifications popping up? You know, the ones that say you have unread messages or new likes on your post? That little voice in your head whispers, gotta check it. But here's the thing, our phones are designed to hook us, and understanding why they do that is the first step in taking back control. Today, we're diving deep into something crucial. Identifying your phone-related triggers. These sneaky little things set off a chain reaction, making you reach for your phone even when you know you shouldn't. They're like those emotional landmines, waiting to explode and send you down the rabbit hole of endless scrolling. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you decode those triggers. 1. Boredom is your biggest enemy. Think about it. When are you most likely to grab your phone? When you're bored, right? That feeling of emptiness can be a huge trigger. It's like your brain goes, hey, gotta distract myself. But remember, there are healthier ways to combat boredom than scrolling through social media. Think reading a book, taking a walk, learning a new skill, anything that actually engages your mind. 2. Stress and anxiety. The phone as a crutch. Let's be real, sometimes we turn to our phones when we're feeling stressed or anxious. It's like a temporary escape, but it's not a real solution. Instead of constantly checking for updates or mindless scrolling, try practicing mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or meditation. These things can actually help you manage stress more effectively. 3. FOMO. The fear of missing out. That constant stream of highlight reels on social media can trigger FOMO, the feeling that you're missing out on all the fun. But remember, those feeds are curated. They only show the best moments, not the everyday struggles. Focus on creating your own meaningful experiences instead of comparing yourself to others online. 4. Loneliness. A dangerous cycle. Sometimes, we use our phones to fill a void in our relationships. We may spend hours scrolling through social media, but it's not the same as genuine human connection. If you're feeling lonely, reach out to real people. Call a friend, plan a hangout, or join a club. There are so many ways to build meaningful connections offline. 5. Abby. The silent culprit. We often scroll our phones without even realizing it. It becomes an autopilot behavior. Think about those times you're waiting in line or sitting on the bus. Chances are, your phone is already in your hand. Be mindful of these habitual triggers and try to consciously break this cycle. Let me tell you a story. Remember that awkward silence at dinner when everyone's glued to their phones? That's a classic trigger in action. Suddenly, instead of enjoying each other's company, everyone's caught up in their digital worlds. Now, imagine if someone put down their phone and started a conversation about the delicious meal or something interesting happening in the news. Wouldn't that be a welcome change? This is exactly what we can do. By understanding our triggers and making conscious choices, we can reclaim those moments from our phones. So, remember these key takeaways. Boredom, stress, FOMO, loneliness, and habit are your biggest foes. But with awareness and effort, you can overcome them and take back control of your phone usage. Start by identifying your personal triggers. What situations or emotions make you reach for your phone? Once you know your weaknesses, you can develop strategies to combat them. Try replacing those mindless scrolling sessions with activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. Don't forget, this journey is about reclaiming your time and attention. You deserve a life where phone enhances, not controls, your experiences. So keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep shining. Join the conversation on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain and share your stories of triumph over those pesky triggers. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.